Good morning. A clear sky overnight across most of interior New York and New England, combined with a light wind, allow temperatures to drop back largely into the 30s. We do have some lower 40s out there as well. And in some cases, it's even down close to freezing with areas of frost. A storm system over the Canadian Maritimes is pushing clouds and showers back through the mouth of the St. Lawrence River. Some of those clouds are shooting all the way back into the Champlain Valley, so we will take a little time to see a mostly sunny sky develop across the northern tier of New York and over into northern Vermont, but we should get that job done with high pressure dominating the weather again today. The rest of the region will have plenty of sunshine from sunrise to sunset today, and readings will be a bit milder than yesterday, still with a northwesterly breeze around that maritime storm. We'll see temperatures holding in the lower to mid-60s on average. Again, a clear sky tonight, not nearly as cool though, with lows on average back into the lower 40s. We'll continue our warming trend as we head through the rest of the week with a mixture of sunshine and clouds both tomorrow and Thursday. We'll see temperatures in the middle to upper 60s and upper 60s to around 70 with partly sunny skies on Friday. High pressure will continue to dominate the weather heading into the upcoming weekend, although a storm system along the eastern seaboard will have to be watched. On Saturday, we'll have plenty of sunshine and highs in the lower 70s, and it looks like some clouds could creep in from the coast on Sunday, depending on how close that system approaches us, with highs remaining in the lower 70s. Perhaps a chance of showers either from a front to our west on Monday or that coastal system, depending on the track it takes, with highs in the upper 60s to start next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, showers and thunderstorms will continue to focus along a frontal boundary lingering across northern Florida and back into the western Gulf of Mexico. Multiple surface waves along the stalled boundary should lead to some organized area of thunderstorms. Given the amount of moisture in place across the region, moderate to occasionally heavy rain will be possible. Flood watches and warnings are out for the central and northern Florida peninsula. And winter storm watches are in effect for tomorrow and Thursday for the northern Rockies for elevations above 6,000 feet. Light snow Wednesday morning will intensify by midday and continue through Thursday. Total accumulations of 16 to 24 inches are possible near and above pass level. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Gerard Smith Cayman Brac on the Cayman Islands at 3:11 p.m. Eastern Time on Friday. The last report of hail was at Colorado Springs, Colorado at 7:37 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/8 of a mile visibility under partly cloudy skies and some fog, 25 degrees, with a northwest wind at 68 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies with some fog and 9 above zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 40 degrees, the dew point 36, 86% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.06 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 101 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 25 at Doe Lake, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 70s, Boston sunny and breezy in the mid-60s, and Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the lower to middle 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 62 degrees, the low, 42. The average temperature, 52, that's 7 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday for the month, 4.81 inches, which is 2.34 inches above normal. And 36.32 inches for the year, which is 7.70 inches above normal. There were 13 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 111, that's 27 above normal, and 117 for the season, which is 10 heating degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 69 degrees, the average low, 48, the record high, 87, set in 1961, and the record low, 27, in 1963. Sunrise this morning was at 6:45 a.m., sunset this evening, 6:49 p.m., 12 hours and 4 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, breezy, and cool today with highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Partly cloudy and cool tonight with lows in the upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley, and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Sunny, a bit breezy and pleasant today with highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and breezy, cool today with highs right around 60. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the middle 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and a bit breezy today, pleasant with highs in the upper 60s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny, breezy, and cool today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, still a bit cool in the middle to upper 60s. A mix of sun and clouds, upper 60s for both Thursday and Friday. Mostly sunny, lower 70s on Saturday. A mix of sun and clouds remaining in the lower 70s on Sunday. And a chance of showers Monday, otherwise partly cloudy with highs in the upper 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.